water when they dry and whatever they can dry, they want to keep for spring, you know. They call them, they dig a big hole, you know, big hole, and then they put all their meat down, they put brush down there first, and they put their meat down, then they just like a house like this, and they just build right over it. Mm. And next spring they said they got that meat there. That's what they used to call top tent. And then they used to dig a hole too. But a lot of people used to like sour stuff, you know.
Yeah, a little
yeah,
bit.
Just like fish heads, you know. I know this one girl that worked at Binkley, she asked me, she said, "You got any stinky heads?" And yeah. Stinky heads, I said, "I don't know what's that." "Oh, she means sour fish." "Oh, yeah, I know what you mean." But that's what they used to do, you know.
Yeah.
Just like fish, they used to do that. They used to put them in birch bark and put them in holes.
What was that place called down there, halfway between here and Indiana?
Oh, that used to be a fox farm. There used to be a big fox farm there. Fox farm and mink ranch, and there was... Every one of them, these places, got a name. All these bluffs like this one here,
yeah.
Every one of them got a name.
What's this one called?
This one is Katsula. I don't know what they mean of it. I guess it's long neck or a lot of willows. I don't know what it is, what the meaning. I ask people, and people don't know, you know.
So you came up here, and were you looking for work, or out hunting? Or?
No, my dad was looking around for work, and he was doing little work in town there. And I was old enough. I was old enough. I used to work in Fairbanks there, off and on, you know.
And how did you get this place here?
Well, when Sam Charlie and his wife died, you know, nobody never put in for this homestead. This was native allotment, you know. Nobody never put in, so my stepdad, he went up there and he put in for it, you know. And that's how we got it. And then when my folks died off, then they signed everything over to me, you know. But now I don't even got the title, but I got a surveyor, so that's just as good as having the title now.
Was it a little easier living up here than down
yeah,
there?
Yeah, it was much easier down there, because there was nothing doing down in Indiana except working on boats, and then you work on the railroad. My stepdad used to work on the railroad, you know. And then if you work all season, you know, you get commissary order. You get that through Seward. In them days, you know, $20 for the groceries. You get a heck of a lot of groceries them days. And he used to get all his groceries, you know, in commissary. And working on the boats, too.